After years in exile, the male heirs of the last Italian king may be allowed to return to Rome. Yesterday, the Italian Senate voted overwhelmingly in favor of a constitutional amendment that would end the royals' banishment. They were exiled for collaborating with fascist dictator Benito Mussolini during World War II. The measure now goes to the Chamber of Deputies in a process that will stretch over the next 3 months and might culminate in a national referendum. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Suggestions that the males of the Savoy royal family be allowed to return have cropped up over the years, but it wasn't until Silvio Berlusconi and his conservative cabinet took power last year that a proposal was brought before Parliament. Last night, the Italian Prime Minister said he believes the majority of Italians want to put an end to an exile he said is no longer justified. The Senate vote passed by 235-19. It was the first of four required votes in the two chambers of Parliament. Interviewed by phone at his home in Gstaad, Switzerland, 64-year-old Prince Vittorio Emanuele was overjoyed.
Vorrei ringraziare tutti quanti e soprattutto anche quelli di sinistra.
He said, "I would like to thank leftist senators in particular. They understood the justness of our cause so that we may return home even as private citizens." The Senate vote was facilitated by a statement made over the weekend by the prince and his 29-year-old son, Emanuele Filiberto, in which they pledged loyalty to the Constitution of the Republic and to the Italian president. For decades, the family had adamantly refused to recognize the Republican state and upheld its claim to the throne. Gavino Angius of the Democratic Party of the Left explained why his party voted in favor of the royals' return.
Evidente che questo non cancella il giudizio storico politico.
He said, "This vote certainly does not eliminate our historical and political condemnation of the former royal family for its responsibility during fascism. But that's now past history and it's right to leave it behind." But not all leftists agreed. Greens and the two small communist parties voted against ending the royal exile. Mario Rizzo is a member of the Party of Italian Communists.
Siamo anche convinti che senza memoria nel nostro paese non vi è futuro.
He said, "We are convinced that if there is no memory in this country, there will be no future." Even among royal family loyalists, not everyone is happy. The leader of the Italian Monarchist Union said the Savoy male's pledge of allegiance to the Republic is a shameful relinquishment of their right to the throne. The Savoy royal family went into exile in 1946, after Italians voted in a referendum against the monarchy and in favor of a republic. The family had been tainted by its identification and collaboration with fascism, for having approved Mussolini's anti-Semitic laws, and for having fled Nazi-occupied Rome for safety in southern Italy. That move left the Italian army without orders and at the mercy of the Nazis. Thousands of Italian soldiers were killed, thousands carted off to German camps. Over the last half century, the Savoys have lived in Portugal and Switzerland, and Italians have followed the lives and loves of the jet-setting exiles through the pages of gossip magazines. Vittorio Emanuele made more serious headlines in the 70s when, while vacationing on his yacht off a French island, he fatally shot a young German on a nearby boat during an argument. French authorities ruled it was an accident. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.